You are listening to the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
This is 1 hour of fun from the show this morning.
Don't worry, you can still catch the entire show on your favorite podcast app.
And you can watch the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba on Blaze TV.
Enjoy the Daily Best of Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Here we go, a Friday edition of the Rick and Bubba Show. The kickoff hour is behind us. The real Greg Burgess has returned. Speedy and Greg gave you the kickoff hour. That is behind us. Helmsy is on the road with his team coaching, due to be back on Monday. Eddie Van Adler settles in for the YouTube experience as he's already just stoked and excited about traveling to Totality and the Eclipse on Monday. We have plenty to discuss about that today. The wonderful Will of Canned Meat will spin today. We got a brand new Rick and Bubba University, the podcast, which may tie into one of Biden's slip-ups today. We'll tell you about that on the program today. The golden ticket seats will be visiting. We're missing one, the silver tongue one, the man with a golden voice, professional lunch eater's man of the year, the inventor of pizza and a cup, Shakespeare's worst nightmare, and a master at a King's English. Ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Bill Bubba Bussey! Howdy, Bubba.
What about it, Rick? Friends, neighbors, associates everywhere, welcome into the little party we call Rick and Bubba.
Phil Collins, I Can't Dance. It's got a nice little riff to it.
Yeah, it does.
A little popping riff there.
It's, it's a little toe tapper if you're out there driving. That's what I like, toe tapping.
Right.
Toe
tap. So, Bubba, I know that you you have been, we brought in the Eclipse glasses from Gigaparts.
Yeah.
Gigaparts
took care of us. They sent us a bunch of glasses today so we can be Eclipse ready.
Yeah.
For the staff and most of the people in the golden tickets.
Okay, right. Good. So, good.
The I'm fired up about that.
The Eclipse glasses. Now, the Eclipse, you know, we know that Adler is attempting to go to Texas, see some old friends, travel with his three-year-old daughter, and them have this big Totality experience. Speedy's been very clear that the national weather forecast, not great. For Texas and the Eclipse.
A lot of clouds.
Pretty bad.
Could be cloudy. Cloudy.
How about when you don't get to see an event because of the clouds?
Yeah, could be cloudy.
You know what? We can try again in 2045.
Right.
Yeah. That's good news.
I want to
We'll all be 81 then.
I want to ask,
roll me out and let me see it.
Somehow I don't think I should be concerned with scheduling that.
I think we're good.
So anyway, the...
may not make this one.
And Bubba, you're going to do something, and I actually was accused yesterday by some. Did I out that, and we weren't supposed to talk about Bubba going to do something? There was some discomfort that hit the room, and I thought, did I say something?
Or he hasn't made it public yet. There was a little bit of Oompa Loompa to it.
Okay.
It's fine. I'll tell you more about it.
Okay. After it's over. See, there it is. I shouldn't have said anything.
That's it.
Yeah.
Let's get out of the bag.
So
live long and prosper.
I will take on as Bubba was saying a minute ago, and I agree with you. You know I don't even want to use the word doomsdayer because if you're redeemed, the rapture, the return of Christ is not something to dread. But some of them they call it end of world, so usually they're labeled doomsdayers because the world's going to end. But now I don't want to get everybody because I know some of this for some of you that may not share. Our belief, and even within our faith, there's disagreements on timelines and things like that, which are fine. That we call those secondary issues. But when we're talking about rapture, and we're talking about the return of Christ on the timeline, that doesn't necessarily, it's not exactly the same thing. And so when I was going to make the point that if God Almighty is going to make a sign in the heavens and the earth for the whole world to see that, you know, we are now in the tribulation and the church has been raptured. If you're a pre-trib person, which I am, you would think it wouldn't be cloudy. You know, I was going to throw that out. You know,
you would think that it would be this miraculous clear day all over wherever it was going to be. You know, because if you want to see a sign in the heaven, you don't need clouds blocking it.
Yeah, designer of the universe probably would not let a few cumulus clouds ruin the show.
Right. If he was given a sign from heaven.
Put that in our terms.
No doubt there's signs in heaven. No doubt he said that.
Absolutely.
But if he was going to give me a sign as big as the rapture or the return of our Lord and Savior, whatever you want to call it, you know, that marker that it's on, that twinkling of an eye, that all that. If this was going to be a sign that big, do you agree that it probably wouldn't be cloudy?
I don't think cirrus clouds would get in the way of the show.
Cloud in the sky.
Now, it may turn out that it's miraculously clear on Monday, and all that goes away. Then I'll be back to, let's see.
I think what people ought to take away from this is ask this question. What is the chance that if this world created itself out of nothing, and it's totally accidental, that the moon would be exactly the size to cover the circumference of the sun that we see when they are... The sun is 1,000 times bigger than the earth.
Yes.
And we're bigger than the moon. But it's just hung at the right distance in space.
Yeah.
At 250,000 miles, 240,000.
Right.
That it would cover exactly a giant star in an uncontrollable, out-of-control nuclear reaction that is 93 million miles away and 1,000 times bigger, that it would all line up. You have to go, you know what? Those are some amazing odds. Maybe there was somebody planning this.
They are.
If you look at the geometry of this, that really may be a bigger sign to you that, hey, somebody is behind this.
No doubt. No doubt.
It's crazy. It's like 400 and 400, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, it's incredible.
Insane.
That doesn't sound very chaotic, does it?
No.
So many things.
And that same process is mimicked time and time and time again, getting larger in scale and getting smaller in scale.
Right.
Even down to the atoms in our fingers.
Right.
And that's a parade kind of stuff. We need to celebrate that. That's awesome.
Look, not exactly apples and apples, but I may be doing a little bit of apples and oranges, but you opened me up to it when you talked about the DNA of our body. I'm reading a thing now that a pastor over in Atlanta that I know has written a new book and sent me a copy of it. And in there, he begins to talk about the complexities, like you're talking about, of how could this happen from nothing. And one of the things that he locked on one of the days of the devotion is the human eye.
Oh.
He said the human eye is such a miracle, and it is so complex, and it has so much going on for it to operate. The fact that you would think that just came out of chaos is just foolish. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize this. It's more complicated than the brain. I mean, it's got so many things going on in order for us to be able to look and see anything.
Yeah,
and the numbers he threw out about the human eye, I couldn't wrap my mind around it. I mean, it was just like what. So anyway, it doesn't feel very chaotic for those of you that think all this just kind of happened from nothing.
That's really the big show, not the fact they're just showing off a little bit.
We'll be back.
Rick and Bubba. Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
This is the Rick and Bubba Show. Watch more at blazetv.com/Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
So what was out on the deck yesterday, you know, the spring, you know, my wife's going, she's just loving all the flowers blooming all in the yard. We're out on the deck. We got a nice breeze blowing, looking over there at the grill and, you know, just getting excited because grilling season, it is here, my friends, and it's here. Now we're rolling through spring into the summer. But did you know that when you're finding something to put on the grill and you're over in the meat department, if you see the sticker, product of the USA, that only means it was packaged in America. It does not guarantee you it was raised in America. That's important. And that's the reason why we're so excited about our brand new sponsor, BackyardButchers.com. Now, Backyard Butchers is a Christian conservative Texas-based company dedicated to delivering the best deals in the market on high-quality beef. And when you order a box, it will always include all born and raised American beef from ranches right here in the heartland of America. They are delivering American-raised and harvested meat from right here in the American backyards to the dinner tables across the nation. Now, they will only source beef and chicken from American farmers and deliver the cuts right to the doorstep every month. It is a great service. I've already tried the burgers, already tried the fillets. Outstanding, grass-fed and grain-finished. The meat tastes amazing. Now, we're going to save you some money. Go to BackyardButchers.com right now, BackyardButchers.com. Save an extra 20% off the entire order by using the code Bubba. Now, if you go ahead and subscribe, meaning you want to get meat every month, or whatever you pick, you get an additional 10% off and free shipping. So go to backyardbutchers.com/Bubba. Get the best meat available in America right to your table from American farmers. Backyardbutchers.com/Bubba. Get 20% off your entire order.
This is the Rick and Bubba Show. Watch more at blazetv.com/Rick and Bubba.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
But let's stay with the eclipse for a minute. Adler's going to try to make the trip. Bubba's got something going on involving it in Huntsville with NASA. We've got our glasses today from Gigapart, so we're good. But then we want to talk more of kind of what we hit on going into the break there. You've gotten them, Bubba. I've gotten them. This happens every time. There's some really, and it is intriguing. It is interesting, and there's no doubt that we'll continue to see.
It's cool,
you know. Our Lord and Savior told us you're going to see, you know, signs in the heavens. You're going to see birth pains. There's going to be wars and rumors of wars.
Watch out for a wormwood. That's what
right.
We're
right. People going to keep telling you that I'm somewhere. Don't believe that. You know, you'll know. Mm-hmm. Okay, there'll be no question when I come back this time. So if anybody tries to carry you off into the wilderness and tells you I'm out there, don't go. False prophets, false teachers, a falling away in the church. I mean, all these things. Just go and read Matthew 24, I think. And, of course, there's other places. But that's a good one because Jesus' followers are basically saying, hey, tell us what's going to happen. And that's a pretty good synopsis. A lot of that's in the Revelation, too, but he kind of gives you a good little nutshell right there. So Bubba and I are thinking there are some of those, there always are, that by golly, Monday's the day. Okay.
Oh, well, right. With social media,
you're right, yeah.
You have so many experts out there.
Right.
And look, I don't mind people speculating and saying, you know, this is kind of odd. We're crossing here. We're
right.
I mean, it's interesting to talk about it, but there's a few of them out there that are just, you know, kind of declaring this is it. And, you know, I think that's ridiculous.
Every time this happens.
Because they don't know.
Right.
We know they don't know. We don't know. They don't know. We know the season. We know we're closer than we were.
I want to ask you a question. Do you go as far as to say, do you think Jesus, what he's saying, and this is one of the places where he says it, what I've just talked, do you think the fact that he makes the statement that no one knows, if somebody claims this is it, it automatically comes off the calendar? Do you think am I going too far with that?
Well, you could take that argument and play the flip and go, well, I don't want it to happen today, so I'm going to declare it's happened today.
Right, but I'm talking about something like this. I mean, everybody, got a sign in heaven and all that. I don't know.
I don't know that that's, you know.
If somebody tells you they know the time and the day,
they
don't.
There's a lot of people on the earth, and if they all pick a day, somebody's liable to get it right.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
but
sure.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. But you got to get that year right. That's a hard one.
Yeah, the ones who are really, you know, hard pressed on this.
Oh yeah.
I've always noticed they are not giving away their stuff.
Mm-mm.
If you've got somebody online and they're declaring this is the end of time,
right?
Ask them kindly if they would sign their car over to you and date it Wednesday.
Right. Yeah.
Give you an extra day just to be sure.
Yeah. Build in one.
Yeah.
I'll give you
a day.
Yeah.
I'll give you 3 days.
Right.
Make it Friday.
Is anybody on some really good hunting land and you think Monday's the day and you want to give it to us?
Yeah. I mean,
because you don't need it.
Let's put your money where your mouth is on that if you're gung ho about it.
Yeah.
Now, those that are going out, man, just look at this. I don't have a problem with that.
Right. And if things have gone well in your family, they all should be going with you. So
sure.
So they don't
need
it. Yeah. So just leave it.
You just never see that.
Right.
You never see that.
So
now, do you think we will have one of these crazy bunches that'll mix up Kool-Aid and punch their own ticket?
Oh, don't do that. Look, Bubba, thank you for bringing that up. Let's throw that out there.
Because, I'm shocked at the prevalence of what we would call cults.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some in our area.
Oh, yes, we do. Yes, yeah.
And I'm like, people, come on.
I know.
If they tell you to put on purple shoes and we're going to drink red Kool-Aid during the eclipse, don't know. I might dash out on that service.
And don't forget this one. If they ever declare that your wife belongs to them.
That's
always a telltale. Yeah.
It has nothing to do with an eclipse.
Time to go ahead and move your letter.
Yeah.
Okay.
I did just buy some Nikes, but that has nothing to do with nothing.
Okay.
Are they purple?
They're not. They're black.
Do you remember that Hale-Bopp bunch?
Yes.
Had them weird what was blankets their name? Over them.
They wore like sheets and purple Nikes called? Or something.
Yes, the leader was that Nike. Guy that shaved his head.
Yeah. Applewhite.
Yeah.
Applewhite.
Yeah.
That was it.
Applewhite. Major Applewhite. Yeah. No, wait a minute. He's a coach.
He's coach of South
that's
Alabama.
Another guy.
So let's run.
He appreciates guy. That.
Yeah.
So
sorry, mate. It was just a good joke.
Let's run the list here. If you're, and I'm going to say spiritual leader, okay? Because I know they go by different names. If your spiritual leader.
That is a wager.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Number one, if your spiritual leader says they are Jesus, that's out.
That's a sign.
Number two, if your spiritual leader says that your wives now belong to him,
that's out.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, watch out for does new praise songs. From classic rock riffs.
I will say this, Rick, and I'm not condoning anything he did, but Koresh had pretty good riffs.
He did. Koresh could play pretty well. Yeah.
He really could.
If he asked you to all go buy the same clothing and wear it.
Yeah.
All right. That's not good.
I'm going to throw in if he wants to take naps with your kids.
Oh, yeah.
Take that out, too.
Rick, that's for anybody. Yeah.
Where was that at? All right. That one's an overreaching one.
Yeah. Okay. I think that extends even beyond the conversation. Yeah.
Which also will be a nice way to lead us into our Michael Jackson update today.
Sure it will.
And then, of course, the other one Bubba just mentioned, if the spiritual leader says, everybody get a Dixie cup and let's drink the Kool-Aid.
Yeah.
If they're stirring a big vat of drink and they're dipping it out with a ladle.
Yeah.
If the Lord God Almighty.
Let the leader take one first.
Yeah, get that first.
I mean, out of the same pot.
Yeah, right.
Not one he brought in from the study.
Be leery of compounds.
Yes.
Be leery of compounds.
Yep. Any kind of wall.
Right.
But you can't leave. Like a brick or concrete wall that people can't see in. I'm always worried about those. Unless you're a military operator.
If they're stockpiling weapons.
That's good. Yeah.
Right.
Because if you're not going to be here, don't need them.
No. If they never do an expository message, they're always something they heard from God. But it never features Bible verses.
Yeah.
So another thing that you need to always be leery of on this too. Remember, give me everything you have. I'll watch it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's another one.
Turn it all in, but you don't need it.
Yeah.
But I'll watch over it for you. These people have been around, unfortunately, and these things happen. But it always ends poorly.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, if the Lord God Almighty on this event we're all looking to, okay, if the Lord God Almighty is about to take the redeemed from justified, sanctified to glorified, there's no need for you to kill yourself.
No. No, he's got it handled.
He's gonna make that transition for you.
Yeah, you don't need to help him, man.
No, so
you didn't have to help him bring you into the world. You don't have to help him take you out.
Yeah, one thing point. That a spiritual leader should never—I
mean—is that just common sense?
That's common sense.
A spiritual leader should never, ever, ever have to add to something that God's already told you. If they're telling you something, you're going, well, that's not what the Word of God says. Back to real important to know the Word of God yourself, which is what Martin Luther was saying from the very beginning. Hey, we got to get to where we know what this Bible says. Everybody knows, not just this guy.
Yeah.
Can be misled.
Yeah. Bottom of the hour, we'll be back. So anyway, we're going to plan on doing a show next week, even on Tuesday and beyond. But Lord willing, we do
Lord
say Lord willing.
Willing
that's
will
what
be
Jesus
here.
Told us to say.
Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
So, Bubba, Joe Biden, you talked about this, and it's going to tie in to this week's Rick and Bubba University podcast. So we interview Scott McKay. He wrote the book. It was released in November, late at the end of last year, Racism, Revenge, and Ruin. It's all Obama. And my wife has believed this. Many people have believed this. First of all, we're going to see another example of this coming up. None of us believe no matter what your political affiliation, please tell me, none of us believe that the current president is running the free world. No one believes that, right? I mean, none of us can believe it.
I don't.
Right. So it's just not possible.
I don't see how he could, given his mental status. Yeah. And we're going to give you another example of that today.
We are. And it kind of ties into what Scott McKay is suggesting, that really it is the Obama administration. He goes as far as to say this is their fourth term, and they're hoping for a fifth, because he said they also undermined Trump's presidency, that was all the past Obama team trying to tear him down. And his book walks through all this, but the conversation this weekend really kind of gives you need to still read the book to be informed.
Yeah,
but
it was very enlightening, Rick. And he made a point to one significant news event that we all remember, when Obama went back to the White House.
Yep.
And everybody wanted to talk to him, and Joe Biden couldn't find anybody that even cared. Remember, he was wandering around trying to shake hands with people, and they were all looking at Obama.
He also explains why Kamala, which the Kamala conversation is hilarious. He calls her Kamala the entire podcast. I think he may be doing that on purpose.
I don't know.
But anyway, and he'll tell you why those two. Mm-hmm. He explains that very clear, and it makes a lot of sense. And he also, what Bubba's talked about and what we've talked about, he also tells you why Gavin Newsom and Michelle Obama are not necessarily as clear answers to what the Democrats need as you would think, because Obama wants to be the one who actually pulls the strings. So anyway, President Biden agree with author Scott McKay and let it slip? Listen to what he says about his administration.
What he calls himself.
Yeah, yeah. Here we go.
But before that, she was an ambassador in the Obama-Biden administration.
So he even tries to correct it, couldn't correct it.
He said, "Oh, Biden."
Yes, he did. So did the president tell us what Scott McKay's been trying to say? Well, we all know he's not doing.
Right.
Okay.
That's
and so it's a very interesting conversation. And I think too, Bubba, what we went for right at the end of the podcast, and it'll be available wherever you get podcasts this weekend, is we kind, you know, this is just kind of how our mind operates. I'm perfectly clear when you can get to the point where I go, completely understand the problem. What is the solution?
Mm-hmm.
And so he does say that even if you're someone out there and you think, well, they're rigging the elections now, he does say, well, this is what you need to do, because you can make the response from the American people so overwhelming, they can't stop it, no matter what they try.
We'll dive into it.
It needs to be a big separation and not some close election.
Well, here's the thing. We've all, at some point, felt like an election wasn't fair.
Right.
Your immediate response is, I'm going to take my ball and go home. Right. I don't want to vote. I ain't going to vote. It doesn't do any good. That's the easy answer.
Right.
But Scott brought up yesterday, and it's a moment of clarity, I think, on this. We all knew this, but when you think about it, let's flip this around and engineer it from the other side.
Right.
Let's say I'm trying to steal an election, and I can manipulate a certain amount of votes. What is my fear, or what am I up against? A massive turnout that has numbers so big I can't do it.
Right.
Because even if I am dedicated to stealing an election, there's only a certain amount of votes I can manufacture or swap or steal or reprogram or however you think it's done.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do the whole country, because we have 50 different elections. It makes it even more difficult.
Right.
So I pick my battleground states, and I get the ones I think I can influence that are going to be close enough I can do it. But the one thing I hope for is not a big turnout. That makes my number a bigger piece of the pie. The one thing I fear is a massive turnout by the other side that negates what I can do. And if you think about that, if you really think the election was not fair, it was stolen, the next one's going to be stolen or attempted to be stolen, you need to get out and vote and carry three people with you.
Right.
That's how you defeat that. Yep.
It's true, and every single election, and it's been going on for a long time, there's always an attempt for the people that want the power to manipulate where they can. But as Bubba just said, and Scott McKay's going to tell you this weekend, you can make that job too big a mountain to climb. that just can't, it can't be done. It's too overwhelming.
Right. Yeah. You can only cheat so much without getting caught.
Right.
And without leaving too big of a footprint. And that's what they don't want. Even if they lose this election, they don't want to be outed. Mm-hmm. They don't want their process, their machine to be shut down. They'll take a loss to try to win another one.
Yeah.
And so what they fear the most is massive turnout. And that's what we need to have.
These mail-in ballots and the no ID are two things that I worry very much about. Here's a map of the world.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Everything that's blue, you are required to have an ID to vote. Everything that's red, you are not required to have an ID to vote. You can see most of the world, most of the democracies of the world are blue, and that means you are required to have an ID to vote. Australia and then a couple states. And that's really the only...
Well, think about this. The vote is one of our most precious rights.
Right.
If you live in a democracy of any type. And, guys, you have to show an ID to check into hotel room, bank accounts, anything else. So I don't know why we suddenly think that this is okay not to have an ID, that it's this or it's that. It is proving who you are. It is one person, one vote, and that's it.
It's just about making cheating easier.
Guys, if you win concert tickets from a radio station,
yeah,
and you show up to
get a pizza coupon,
yeah, and you show up to get it, they ask for identification. Why would they do that? So somebody doesn't just walk in and take the prize. They didn't win it.
Golden ticket seat holders have to prove who they are when they show up.
I'm not paying attention.
What's complicated about this?
Evidently, what is the reason when you argue that you don't? My argument is that you shouldn't have to show an ID.
Well, you're
right. Why am I saying, what are you doing to me that is unfair if you ask me for an ID?
That's a good question.
I may have missed it.
Yeah,
it's some trying to people, suppress people's
some
votes.
Some people are apparently afraid of authority because it has been abused in the past, and they think that people are out to get them, and they don't want them to know who they are.
Well, that's fine. And if you want to live that way, you just don't get to vote.
Yes, if you're incapable.
And any other thing.
If you're that concerned about it, I would stay at the house in your bunker.
Yeah.
Yes.
If I was that worried about it, I wouldn't be voting.
That is what they say.
That makes no sense.
There's no logic to it. It's just making cheating easier.
Yeah, it's an argument playing again the old card we've always had of race. Trying to make it easier to steal an election. That is the bottom line.
By the way, Scott McKay talks about yesterday when Obama won, 74% in the latest survey before that election of Americans felt like our race relations had finally moved to a place beyond all the horror of the past. We were at 74% that everybody thought race relations had finally gotten to where they needed to be. And then he comes in and weaponizes race again. And, of course, we got caught up in thinking, which I remember this vividly, oh, good, if we'll vote for this black man, no one can ever say our country's racist again. And so a lot of people went to vote just for that.
Yeah.
And then do you remember us screaming in the microphones, and Scott McKay talks about others did, he's not hiding from us who he is. Mm-hmm. He's a Saul Alinsky guy. He's a deconstruction guy of our whole
Jeremiah Wright guy. Look at the people he hung out with.
He thinks white people are inherently evil and our country is ill-gotten gains. He's told us this in the way he lives his life. No, Rick, if we vote for the black man, then we can't be racist anymore, right? You learned a hard lesson on that one. But back to the thing about voter ID. The only way you can make the racist argument, and we said this, is if white people don't have to show an ID.
Exactly.
Well, if everybody has to do it, it's not racist. Clips talk coming up on Monday, including you and Adler making moves to try to be part of that over the weekend in some way, shape, or form. Adler's trying to go to totality, and like I said, the forecast isn't great.
Not good.
But you never know. How about worst case scenario? He and his daughter have a great trip, and they go see family, friends. And Ruby gets to see a little girl that she's friends with and spend some time with them in Texas. I would pivot my message to that.
I appreciate you saying that a couple times. I need to hear it.
Yeah, I would pivot to that message.
A couple of things about the eclipse. One, if you are a photographer and you're going to if you're going to take a picture of the eclipse, if you're going to photograph the eclipse,
yeah.
If you are a photographer and you're going to take a picture of it, give us a call. We want to hear some of the details of how to do that. The reason being, I'm getting several people asking me, hey, if I want to take a picture, can I do it? What filters do I need?
Right.
Honestly, I don't know. I don't deal with it that much. It only comes around every now and then, so I'm kind of out of the loop on it. There is a story today about how to do it.
Yep.
Rick, I want to say this, too, because this is one thing I learned that I think is really important on the eclipse. If 99, and Adler showed this the other day, if you're in an area where 99% of the sun is going to be covered, it's still not the same as the whole thing. The totality where it absolutely covers it up 100% is the ultimate experience in this. Now, everything else is cool. It may look like you're standing in the shade, but when you're there and it goes dark, and the lights come on, and the dogs start barking. It is weird.
Oh, yes.
It's bizarre.
The birds all quit flying. You know, they all land. They think it's nighttime.
I've called it a 360-degree sunset, you know, just a sunset all around you before.
Yeah, cool.
But it's also a hole in the sky. So it's a hole in the sky and a 360-degree sunset.
There's a hole in the world tonight, but it's in the sky.
Do you guys want to watch the Rick and Bubba How to Safely Watch the Eclipse public service announcement that we did 6 years ago for the last one?
Really?
Yeah, let's see.
Can I say this? Years. I told Bubba this before we go to this. We have guys that love the show up in Arkansas, one of the places where they will be a good, probably better than Texas. But
sure.
And he says, by the way, the Eclipse people have arrived. This was yesterday afternoon. 12-hour shifts start tomorrow. He's in law enforcement. So.
Oh, wow. Some of these small towns in the shadow are getting just...
All right, so here is this, a public service announcement. Okay.
From Rick and Bubba, public service announcement, how to safely enjoy the eclipse.
Okay.
Hello, everybody. I'm Bill Bubba Bussey. And as you may know, on August the 21st, we will have a total eclipse of the sun here across the United States of America. While it is good to study the event, do not look directly into the sun.
Don't look at it then, not the next day, or even the next.
You're really not supposed to look at the sun, ever.
It's a giant ball of fire and a nuclear explosion, and if I stared at it on any day for any amount of time, it would damage my eyes.
Don't look at it like, I just looked in the sun. Don't do what I just did. I mean, unless you're trying to make yourself sneeze.
Never look directly into the sun unless you have proper eyewear.
Put on some of these eclipse glasses and look up real quick at it. You can see it. Come back, look up and see it again.
Totality.
Don't stare at the sun. This is very simple. We think you can pull it off.
I tell you what, on Monday, though, I'm not wearing these. I'm wearing these babies.
But if you are going to look in the sun, just use one of these.
And for those of you that would like to buy some pet goggles, look into the mirror today and repeat this back to me. I am an idiot.
I hope your pet goes blind. I do. You deserve to have a blind pet.
Do not look directly at the sun on any day.
On Tuesday, on Saturday, on Wednesday, on Friday, no days of the week should you look directly into the sun.
If you're a dumbass, this message is for you.
I absolutely did not remember.
I don't know either.
I have no memory of that.
No memory of it.
It's pretty funny.
We do a lot, don't we?
Yeah. Helmsy, wow, his hair.
2017, August 18th, 2017.
Wow. We've aged.
You know about COVID or nothing?
Mm-mm.
We know nothing.
No, that's been a rough 7 years.
That's funny.
That's
I think we need to,
I don't remember doing.
We need to get that out on social media to push that a few times this weekend. And I think our trip is it on YouTube still?
It is.
Okay.
Yeah.
God, I'll go look it up.
So if you go to our YouTube channel, should you be able to find y'all's trip last time and that public service announcement? Is it all out there?
Uh-huh. If you search Rick and Bubba Eclipse, you'll get a bunch of videos.
Okay. So, see, we've already warned everybody.
Yeah, we've already warned everybody. And that's a good public service announcement.
And I really don't know about cameras, though, because you hate to mess a camera up.
Well, it says that we have a list here on the story we could read to people if you want to. It's got steps and everything. But I'm like you. If a photographer wants to add anything to it, they can, but apparently no one uses anything other than their phone now because no one's calling.
I used a when we went out and shot it, I used an ND filter, a neutral density filter.
I can talk, big deal.
And my cameras did not get damaged, but I did choose to use my least expensive cameras in that process.
Like the one you were going to show us underwater that time in the water.
Oh, golly. Yeah, oh, my God. But, Adler, honestly, looking at the forecast where you're going, I wouldn't worry about it at all.
Not a good deal. I think your clouds are going to take care of it.
Yeah. Going to see friends.
Yeah. I did have an interesting question on email I wanted to address too, right quick, but we'll do that when we come back.
All right, top of the hour. Rick and Bubba hanging out, getting you ready for the weekend. We'll continue right after this.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Thank you for being here. Bubba, you said we had an email.
Well, just real quick, I thought this was a good question. Y'all think about this. I know we're a little science heavy today, but it's going to be that way for a couple of days.
We got other fish
to fry here, but I had the question. I thought this was a good one. We know that the moon faces us the same side all the time. Mm-hmm. And the back side of the moon is called the dark side of the moon.
That is correct.
And we never see it from Earth.
And an outstanding album from Pink Floyd.
Yes. Because it is rotating at exactly the same speed as it orbits. So we see the same thing all the time. The question was, during the eclipse, the dark side of the moon be lit up? And the question is, yes, it will. And the question is, or the answer is, it gets lit up every day. We just don't see it.
Okay. All right. So it's...
See, when we see part of the moon that's not full, that means that moon, that sunlight's falling on another part of the moon that we just can't see on the other side. So the term the dark side of the moon doesn't really mean it's dark all the time. It just means we can't see it.
Bubba? You are intelligent.
There's a Shatner there.
That really wasn't
That's worthy of a Shatner.
It is. Anybody with a flashlight can figure that one out.
Look, I think it's Shatner. I think it's Shatner worthy.
That was a Shatner.
See you on the dark side of the moon.
Oh yeah.
Promo, that was funny because I totally forgot about it.
I did too.
I don't remember it at all. And it was just 6 years ago.
I walked to the bathroom and back, so it was almost like me.
Let me wear a striped shirt?
Getting my cardio in. I went to the bathroom and back.
Right.
And I thought about it the whole way. I made myself try to remember it, and I couldn't. I don't remember doing that at all. Did you ever get to the point where you need to remember something? You should remember something. You try to make yourself remember it. It kind of comes back, but now you wonder if you're pretending to remember.
Yes.
You don't really remember.
False memories. Yeah. Yes. I do that.
There's just so much over the past 30 years.
So much.
That was part of a daily documentary. If that makes y'all feel any better, that was just like a 1 minute clip of a daily documentary that day.
That does slightly.
Yeah, you did a great job with those. Yeah. You know, a lot of people like to see that come.
No problem. Since I can't believe I'm taking the lead on this, so you may need to chime in. But since no one called about it, how to photograph total solar eclipse for amateur photographers?
Yeah, I mean, where are the photographers at?
Number one, protect your eyes and camera equipment.
Really?
Good night.
So they needed to put that in.
I don't know. So and Adder, you mentioned that you took cheap cameras in case it all went bad, and used what kind of filter?
ND filter.
All right, now that goes to the second point. Don't be picky about your camera. Any camera can capture the eclipse. And then they talk about from a high-end DSLR to the smartphone and anything in between, according to NASA, Bubba, so you'll be okay with it.
Yep.
They say that great photos of the cosmic event will mostly be determined by the skill of the photographer, not the camera itself.
Here's another thing you have to think about. You know, when you take a picture in sunlight, the camera stays, the shutter stays open for a very short amount of time. Okay, we'll just say shutter because I don't want to get into the imaging.
You're going to get another shot.
Here's the thing. But at the moment, if you're in the totality, it goes to dark.
Mm-hmm.
So a normal picture is going to take that shutter open longer. Which means you have to be more stable. Mm-hmm. You need a tripod to do
Watch
it.
Watch out. Bubba, number three, practice and planning. Finding a good area to view the eclipse is the first step. Mm-hmm. The best views will be closer to the eclipse path of totality.
Totality.
And it will pass over Mexico's Pacific coast and end in eastern Canada No one can see it in Texas. Oh, my gosh.
Is it saying anything about shooting through the clouds there, Rick?
What is it? I was Googling, what does a cloudy eclipse look like?
It says, if you would like to shoot it under cloudy skies, hey, baby, too bad.
Okay. Yeah. Good okay. to know.
Tough.
Four, can I take a selfie? Well, we have to answer that question.
Well.
With the selfie becoming a go-to method to capture the moment, health experts warn that taking one during eclipse can be dangerous. So that's a no for.
That'd be a no.
We'll say no.
No,
we will not.
Wait, why is it dangerous?
Well, because if you're taking a selfie, then you're indirectly looking at it.
They said
right?
don't do it, Adler.
Because
it's, they said don't do it. Do you want your daughter to have a good eyesight the rest of her life? I'd stay out of this.
I thought you were saying like during a total eclipse, because you can look at the sun during the during totality. You can just look straight up at it.
Don't tell people stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, but there's so few people that have it completely blocked.
Don't
you know,
say
somebody
that.
Will think, hey, it's 90%. I'm stare at it.
That. Definitely don't do that.
Hey, don't make us run.
There's
the promo
a huge
again.
Difference between 99% and 100%.
Thank you.
Yes.
Can I ask a question? How many documented cases of people damaging their eyes?
Oh,
looking
no.
at eclipse?
Here we go. I knew.
Bunch.
Because we were always told that when we were kids, but I looked at one.
Greg, this is not like crossing your eyes.
It
and
hadn't affected
they'll
you.
Not at all. Yeah. No, yeah, but that, seriously, though, we've been hearing that. Is that kind of like mess with somebody's mailbox? That's a federal offense. You know, we always heard that.
Yeah.
Don't mess with somebody's mailbox. It's a federal offense.
I don't think it's like that at all.
But so we got people just, I mean, that are blind today. They were normal, but they just couldn't help it. They looked at the eclipse.
Odd, if you're blind due to an eclipse,
great question.
It's time for a phone trip.
I'd like to hear from you.
Right. You are blind because last 6 years ago,
yeah. right.
you
were
stared
good.
At the eclipse. Right. I need to hear from you.
I remember this. You're going to love this. You remember we played Little League football. You hated practice.
Oh, of course.
And we were going to have an eclipse one day, and I thought they were going to call practice because they were afraid we were going
to
look at it.
Oh, yeah. Well, they scared you to death.
Of course,
I'm afraid we to go practiced. Outside.
They didn't call it off.
Yeah.
But back to the promo. I mean, we have the sun every day, and none of us look at it.
Right.
I do.
So really, it's more about looking at the sun, and everybody thinks they can get away with it during the eclipse.
I do look at the sun to make myself sneeze.
Yeah, I look kind of up at it a little bit.
Well, you're right, but I mean, is there anybody that said, people tell me my picture of the eclipse is fascinating, but I can't see it because when I was taking it, I burned my eyes.
Yeah, right. I want to know because we hear it all the time.
I'd love to see this one, but I can't.
But I've yet to see like a panel with people up there with dark glasses on going, I don't know what I think.
Has your eyesight or someone you know, not somebody said, has your eyesight or someone you're directly connected to ever been damaged by the eclipse?
Or let's just say maybe I heard of somebody.
And well, that.
How about this?
Somebody said.
Did we say... This, if I remember, am I wrong on this? I can't even remember the promo, so I have no credibility right now on this at all. Didn't we say it's not about the eclipse? It's about looking at the sun.
Mm-hmm.
That people are just look at it longer because they're trying to see something.
Yes. Yeah,
it's just the sun.
Yeah, that's what it is.
The sun's
it
always
is.
Dangerous.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
Every day.
Whose sight's been damaged by looking at the sun? I just want to know. I had good sight. I looked at the sun.
Yeah.
I'll be dang.
Billy Wayne Tidwell. You don't remember Billy Wayne Tidwell? Had a spot in front of his eye.
Yeah, that's what the Apaches used
ask
to
do.
Seen those movies.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, that was
I'm just saying. Because when the eclipse there, I keep telling myself I want to look.
Yeah. Stitch your eyes open.
Well, Bubba, the fact that I'm neck deep in an ant bed, the least of my worries is my eyesight.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
I cut my eyelids off.
Hey, ask an outfielder like JC. He's in right field. Mm-hmm. The sun sets in front of him just about every day when they're playing. He is looking dead in the sun. Comes off seeing spots because you're trying to track a ball.
Oh, sure.
Now, that's tough.
Yeah.
I mean, you have glasses. Most of them do.
He's not blind.
But he's not blind. He has so
wait
far.
A minute. The phones are lighting up.
Yep.
We may
have more people. No pun intended. All right, we'll come back.
Or is it like talking to a guy who's put mufflers on his whole life and he looks sideways at you? He never looks dead on because he can't see you. You know what I mean?
There was
he's
so
burned out, but he still got peripheral, you know. Like,
yeah, that's true. I can't look directly at you.
Oh, standing up.
Phone calls are next. Is it hurting again? I thought it got better.
It's better, but
Phone calls at 866 We Be Big. We'll talk to you when the Rick and Bubba show continues right after this.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Let's start with Melissa. She wants to help us with, of course, we're talking about be careful when staring at eclipses if you're going to be anywhere where you can see it. And Greg went on, of course, to say that he doesn't know if anybody that's ever had their eyes damaged by the sun. So anyway, Melissa in Huntsville. Melissa, welcome to Rick and Bubba. Go right ahead. How are you?
Hey, y'all. Good morning. I'm good. How are y'all?
We're good.
Great.
Good. Go right ahead.
Good. Long-time listener. Love y'all guys so much.
Thank you.
And your Christian message every day.
Thank you very much.
All right. So I've worked in ophthalmology for 22 years, and I can say that me personally, I have never seen anyone have retinal damage from the eclipse. We have patients that come in every single time saying that they've gone blind, but I have never seen anyone be blind from looking at the eclipse.
Okay, Melissa.
What about just looking at the sun?
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's not advised, obviously, but people do it. You can have what's called an after image where, I don't know if you've ever had your eyes checked, and, you know, we look with the bright lights, and they say, oh, my gosh, I'm blind.
Right.
It's like an image burned on the TV.
Yes. It can be kind of a blind spot, but it'll dissipate after a while.
Well, I know this is crazy.
I've never seen...
Again, I think I look at it as, the intelligent design. I'll use that term. God gave us reflexes so that if you looked at the sun, it hurt, so you quit.
Right.
Exactly. That's why fire burns when you touch it.
So. Yeah. Thanks, Melissa. Appreciate that, and thanks for listening and your kind words. 866-WE-BE-BIG, James in Alabama. This is James. Hey, James, go ahead.
Hey, like the previous caller, apparently it does heal over time, and not somebody I know personally, but Sir Isaac Newton damaged his eyes looking at the sun in a mirror. Apparently he was blinded for a few days and had after images for months.
Now, where'd you pick that up?
History, just reading about him.
Okay.
He did so many experiments with light.
I got you.
Prisms. And didn't know what it would do. So
how about that? All right. Well, thanks, James. Appreciate it. So 866, we be big. I mean, it's never advisable. But it's some old. Yeah. I mean, I
can't hold something that's too hot. Yeah, look at something too bright.
When I was growing up, just like Greg said, the sheer terror that they would put out over an eclipse, I thought if I just made the mistake and accidentally looked up, that I would never see again.
And I
incorrectly thought it had everything to do with the eclipse, not just don't look at the sun. The eclipse makes you want to look because you want to see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that there was something special about the eclipse sun. That had extra power, and if I were to look at it during an eclipse, I was surely doomed.
Yeah,
I mean, even for any amount of time.
Yeah, Sir Isaac Newton did, Rick, in fact, look at the sun in a mirror, blinding himself for 3 days and experiencing after images for months.
How about James? I don't want to have
James is on it.
Way to go, James!
Trust but verify.
We continue, Frank.
The ladies' turn.
South Alabama. Go right ahead, buddy.
Hey guys, appreciate you taking my call.
It's our pleasure.
I love the show, and
thank you.
I hate y'all gonna be leaving at the end of the year, but I just had one question, not about the eclipse, but can you or your panel name one thing that Congress or the Senate is working on that's going to help me, help you, help fellow men? One thing, please.
I really don't follow it enough to even come up with anything. Bubba, can Caitlin tell us anything?
I can't list it off the top of my head. I'm sure there's some things out there that have been positive and probably a few negative, but I can't list them right off the top of my head right now without looking it up.
On this show, and Bubba got, I heard you, and I'm with you, being passionate about it even the other day during one of the commercial breaks, there are things that they could simply do, the government, and one of them is to give us a flat tax. You talk about impacting everybody's life, and the part that really blows our mind and also helps the government's coffers is to do away with all this convoluted taxing and just do a flat tax. Everybody pays the same percentage of their income. More money would come from the wealthy because of math, and those that have the lowest amount of income would also pay the least amount. But the percentage be the same. No deductions, no getting around it. This garbage where a leftist tells you they're out to get big business and they're not for a flat tax? Well, they're not out to get big business.
That just sounds good,
so you'll vote for them.
Yeah, they enjoy having the politics of taxation so they can try to control the way you behave and tell you if you do this, we'll let you keep that, da 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 da.
Yeah.
You know, if we do a flat tax, that gets away with all the corporate
loopholes.
Nobody
gets around it.
It doesn't matter what kind of story you've got, good, bad, otherwise. Everybody's invested the same. But we still can argue about how to spend it.
Right.
So don't think we're going to get out of the we're going to lose our ability to have politics. That's not going away.
And those of you that say accountants will be put out of business, no, they won't. They'll actually just deal with other things in our lives like financial planning.
That was something I think I really wish we would make that shift to.
Yeah.
Speaking of someone that needs that,
Donnie in Nashville, Tennessee. Donnie, go ahead.
Hey. I was going to tell you, I work in retina. I've been in retina 10 years, and I'm actually an ophthalmic photographer, and that means I take pictures of eyeballs all day.
Ain't no need bragging about it.
I'm just saying it's what I do. The last eclipse that we had, we actually had, you absolutely can have your eyes damaged and permanently damaged from looking into the sun. It's the same thing as looking at a welding arc and things like that.
Yep.
The last eclipse we had, people were buying these glasses that said they were certified on them, but they were from China, and basically they just slapped a label on them and threw them out there. And we actually had two or three patients come in right after the day after, a couple days after, with damage to their eyes by using cheap Chin, Timu, whatever glasses that they bought that actually caused damage to their eyes. People really need to check and make sure that if they are going to buy these, $5 sunglasses, to make sure that they are truly properly certified. And I don't know exactly what it is. I forgot what it is, but there's actually a true certification that will allow them to look at them, because I know they're going to be selling them. Make sure they buy the right one.
So you're saying the ones that are from Wuhan, don't wear those?
Do not wear those. No. And it's called solar retinopathy, and actually it's caused from
it has a name, Greg.
It actually has a name. Yeah. And it can cause problems and damage your eyes. It's permanent. It's not, sometimes it is absolutely not repairable and cause spots in your vision and things like that. It can happen.
There you go.
Can I tell you the coolest thing is just to use a welding mask,
right?
A good one.
Uh-huh.
And these welding masks, Rick, now I don't know if you're familiar, they change from clear to dark depending on how bright it is. Did you know that?
I did not.
So you can have a welding mask you can see just fine. You walk around, you look up the sun, it goes dark.
Well, how about
that?
That's
and
good.
Then when you look back, it goes clear
again. How do the TV lights look with those?
Can't see them at all.
Really?
Nope. Can't see them at all. Because these are like show enough good ones.
What?
From Gigaparts, the superstore.
Throw me one.
Technology superstore.
John in Gulf Shores, Sunny 105. Come on, John.
Yes, sir. That announcement where you're not to look at the sun, it's a good public announcement. Not everybody needs it, but some people do. I mean, look how many people voted for Biden.
Well, that is a good
Hey-o.
Point. But hey! That is a good one. Let's go to
what have them people been looking at?
Julia in Tuskegee. Julia, go ahead.
Hey guys, hey. I was going to call and tell y'all Tyson did an interview on YouTube. I can't remember exactly who it was with, but he was talking about eating dinner with Trump, hanging out with Trump, how tall Barron was, how great Melania was. It was really, really funny. It was really cool.
Who got interviewed?
Tyson.
Mike Tyson. Okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know. Yeah.
He
okay.
I
went by to see Trump. Barron's 6 foot seven. Barron's 6 foot seven. He's tall, 6 foot seven.
Yeah. Well, he has gotten tall, hasn't he? 6'7".
Yeah. He's still growing.
Yeah. Okay. So it's no secret that our show is fueled by great cups of coffee. And let me tell you something. We have been introduced to a new coffee company that you are going to love, especially if you are a patriot and you love this country. We're talking about First Cup Coffee Company. Christian-owned Patriot Coffee Company stands for the core values, the way God designed the family, building community across the nation, freshly roasted beans delivered in ground or whole bean texture, pods, bulk orders. They have 11 roast profiles available. There is a flavor for every freedom-loving America out there. Do they sell the Starbucks-type burnt coffee? No. You know that's all Starbucks does, a bunch of burnt and nobody throw away coffee beans. They don't do that. This is the best of the best. They sell it in 1 pound bags too. A lot of coffee comes in 8 ounce or 12 ounce. They give you 16 ounces of delicious coffee shipped within days of being roasted. So look, that grocery store coffee, it's been sitting on the shelf for up to 2 years. The mold content, you don't want that. First Cup places the roast date on each bag, and you can subscribe and save today. And they all are you know, they have different themes based on American history. So you're going to love that too. So all the subscriptions get free shipping. There's no contracts. You can cancel anytime. Change your subscription at any time. Choose your flavor, your quantity, and your shipping frequency. And the pods are hand-filled within days of being roasted, so they're good too. Best pods available. If you want to find out how to build your box and enjoy the history of America and a great cup of coffee, go to firstcup.com. Use the code Bubba. Save an additional 10% on your order. If you subscribe, save an additional 10% for the life of that subscription. So go now to firstcup.com. Use our code Bubba. Rick and Bubba, Rick and
Bubba. This is the Rick and Bubba Show. Watch more at blazetv.com/Rick and Bubba. Rick and Bubba, Rick
and Bubba. A lot of looking back over those 30 years today on the program, and one of them is involving someone who worked with the FCC, Angelo Diddy. Apparently he went on in 2012. We just found that out. But this is when he was, Bubba still had some engineering responsibilities. Speedy was the program director because I had bailed out of that role.
Thanks, buddy.
So he came representing the FCC. Bubba went through the tower stuff with him and awkwardly seemed to develop some sort of camaraderie with him. Speedy had to take him to lunch as program director, where Angelo Diddy started choking on his lunch to the point that it was going to take his life, and Speedy saved it. He was able to dislodge. Tell us what happened, Speedy.
Well, and I want to say it was you've announced.
And we never got a bad rating again.
It was part of your master plan. You've come clean on that when you hired me to follow y'all
100%.
You said that I was going to do afternoon drive and be program director.
No, I was program director for a little while.
You're
and
still
let me tell
doing
you, it, and during those days, Bubba, you remember this because you actually owned a station at one time, so you had to get pulled into this. Every single shift on the radio station was done by a different announcer, and you had to fill the weekend slots.
Yeah.
And just the weekend slots, that's where all program directors go to die. Because you think you have a Saturday, and you're just showed up to where you've been telling your wife you're going, and everybody's excited, and the phone rings, and somebody says, so-and-so didn't show up. I got to go. And you're like, you have to go there and do the shift yourself. Yeah. Or find somebody.
Golly. That's why you have to have a good assistant.
I want y'all to think, I'm going to say this again because y'all can't even comprehend this now. 24/7, there was a live human being doing shifts that were anywhere from 3 to 4 hours.
And
no one did more than four. And you did, I think at one time they finally made the overnight guys go midnight to 6. I think they finally, just when people started cutting, and the cutting continues to this day.
Right.
The excuses you used to get because somebody couldn't get there.
Yeah. Most of what you hear.
How many wives went to the doctor?
Oh, most of what you hear on terrestrial radio stations now is voice tracking. You know, we're live usually, and you might have a live morning show, but most of the day is voice tracking. So you go down to having to have, how many announcers? How many people? DJs and announcers you have to have? So there was at least two. Three, four, five.
I say five or six.
Six, seven. Mm-hmm. And then weekends would be another four or five.
Yep.
So about 12.
Right.
Now a radio station may just have one. Maybe, and that may be the radio station you're listening to. The person also does other radio stations within the cluster.
Mm-hmm.
So one radio station may have none.
Yeah.
Because they're using the people from two radio stations down the hall.
That's right.
So it's
like Tom Scott. He does all the voices here on ZZK.
He does.
A lot of people don't know that.
People don't know that. Yeah. So, but in those days, there was a live radio person on the air all the time.
Right.
So in the studio.
So handing over the program duties to me was masterful on your part.
Yep.
Burgess
is
and
out.
So I was in charge of the afternoon, as Bubba said. He had done his part since early morning and handed him over to me. And we had a place that was really close to our studio where we could go eat. And it was a buffet-type deal, you know, like a Ryan's or whatever, where you can go and, you know, have a variety of different options and then go sit down and eat and keep going back or whatever.
Sure.
And so we're doing that, and we're talking. We're small talking. And you know me, I hate silence, so I'm constantly trying to come up with something.
I got to read you one other thing.
No wonder
before we leave the topic.
And I'm asking him to tell me stories. I'm trying to let it be all about him. Tell me your history, the stories, or whatever. And he was trying to talk, and I guess he just had
so
that.
You kept asking him stuff, and he choked.
Did you cause the choking?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. I mean, he's a grown man. He can chew and swallow. Well, he ain't got to talk while he's doing
we
that.
We learned those kids.
But anyway, he just kind of breathed. He kind of took a breath in. He's like, and it got and
nothing.
Nothing. Nothing was coming out, and he was trying to talk. Oh. And at first, he was like, "He was
I'm
like,
choking right now."
He was like, "Yeah," and then it went from. Into that. Okay. No, we eventually got to that, but it was the trying to breathe, and I'm like,
yeah, when they can't say
anything, nothing can come out.
That's when they're you're
and
choking.
Now we're turning different colors, like a darker color, mm-hmm. and now I see veins in the forehead and coming, you know, he can't breathe,
right?
And I'm thinking to myself, what do I do? And I'm like, are you okay, sir?
You're going through your mind on how to do that.
I talked like that back then. And so I walk back around him, and I'm like, are you okay? And I do the classic, sir, are you okay? But you're not really supposed to beat on the back of there.
You're really not.
So before I knew it, I had my arms around his waist.
How many thrusts did it take?
He was like this, and I said, no, let me get behind you. And he's, It was probably I would say about three. And
when you saw that meat fly there, you were so
oh, right back down to the plate. And
what did
you
do? Just sit down and start eating again?
I was like, sir, are you okay? You know, and he's like, thank you. And he's trying to, because you still can't fully
panic,
breathe.
Man.
And then he gets the drink, and it's shaking. It's
he was on the edge of death.
And now other people from other tables are walking over.
He'll like, draw a crowd.
I think he's okay.
If you think a Hamlet won't draw a crowd,
especially one right by the main like seafood aisle, right. You know where you.
How did you have your arms around him?
Well, I had to get around him right. Like this,
right.
And I had to get up under. Like, he had a little bit.
You got to get right under that belly button.
I got to get up under there.
He was a little round, man.
You got to get under the belly button.
Yeah, I did. And then when I got that, I was bringing him off. I was bringing him off the ground, I think. The only thing touching the ground were his toes.
I can tell you that.
Bubba, what are you going to read? What were you going to read?
I got to read it.
Okay.
So
I was there. I'm
Radio World, when he passed away several years ago.
He choked on a hot dog.
He was 87 years old. He
didn't choke on a hot dog.
And listen, several people wrote and posted about him, said... one person wrote, Angelo Diddy was my first encounter with an FCC inspector. That was in 1962. Mm. I was a DJ. He was firm, fair, and issued a technical citation to the station.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
2 years later, and 200 miles away at another station, I was there, this time as chief engineer. Mm. He came in like a drill sergeant in an officer and a gentleman. And wow, did he whoop me into shape. He offered me instruction and guidance. I'm still in awe and eternally grateful 50 years later and still in radio.
Miles Finch.
Well, let me tell you something. We
a drill sergeant and an officer and a gentleman.
We came back in that radio
mayonnaise.
Station. And, buddy, he gave us the highest. He was,
I bet he did.
We always got high scores after that.
Yeah.
That was good.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, you had to.
How'd
get it
How'd you do
out.
It again?
Well, you had to. And you got to only got a lock here too.
He would only go for ice cream with us after that.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Hey, and the key is that you got to get lower than them,
right?
You know, to really get them up.
Upward thrust.
Rick and Bubba. Rick and Bubba.
Upcoming events coming up. Bubba tomorrow, Hoover, Alabama. He'll be there. The banquet benefiting cystic fibrosis. There you go. Yeah. Do you struggle saying that as much as I do?
I'm not
cystic
even going to try.
Cystic fibrosis. CF. So anyway, roasting the local police chief, and Bubba will be part of that panel.
Chief Nick.
If you're there tomorrow, don't miss that. Also, ladies in the audience. Sherry, my wife, is going to be going out this spring and is going to be making a number of appearances. And a lot of you are always asking, when's the next time Sherry going out? So if you're in Op, Alabama, Sherry and I will be together there on April the 20th at Westview. It'll actually be at Op High School. It's a free event. You can register. On the 27th of April, Sherry's doing a women's conference at Camellia Baptist in Prattville, Alabama. On May the 2nd, Bub, on the National Day of Prayer, Sherry is the speaker at the prayer breakfast that's being held at the American Village in Montevallo, Alabama. There's a link for you to get tickets for that. And then she'll join me for a marriage conference coming up this summer in Sykeston, Missouri, on the weekend of June the 7th. Now, you can find all those by simply going to BurgessMinistries.com and looking to upcoming events. Because the ladies, I get your emails. We hear a lot about what are y'all doing. When is Sherry going to be out speaking again? So there you go. She actually has a very active spring. And if you would like to join her at any of those events, you can go find those. And she looks forward to seeing all of you. All right, so let's start with Mike out of South Carolina. Mike is going to get the Patriot Mobile phone troll started. Trolling, trolling, trolling.
Keep them phones a-trolling.
Here we come, phone trolling, phone troll. Mike, welcome to Rick and Bubba. 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Good morning, fellas. Greg, are you interested in this year's WrestleMania Night 1? It's Cody Rhodes and Seth Rollins versus The Rock and Roman Reigns. Who do you think's going to win?
You know, modern day, I don't really know any of the wrestling stuff.
Not into it like he was.
Not like I was. Now, I will watch Dark Side of the Ring when it comes on Reels.
Well, that's ugly
or
stuff.
Vice, that's on that,
that's ugly stuff. I've watched those,
oh,
too.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I watched one on the Fabulous Freebirds.
Yes, I saw that.
But I'm not up on it. But I think anybody akin to Dusty Rhodes has a chance, because I think that is his son, the
really?
One that he mentioned.
Do you follow wrestling at all, Bubba? Did you ever, other than Georgia Championship?
Look, when Georgia Championship was on Sunday,
Gordon
Saturday
Sully.
Afternoon,
Freebirds were on that.
And it was raining and I couldn't go outside, yeah, I watched it. But that was about it.
Yeah, I didn't realize.
I didn't get into it.
My son was into it when he was little, and it was the WCW
It
then.
Just looked too realistic for me.
Yeah, that's what it was. Pounding on each other's face and there's not one welt.
Well, you know, I don't know that. When they get the old school stuff out there and they start cutting.
Oh, yeah. You listen. And the guys now, what they do, these flips and stuff is crazy.
Oh, but yeah.
So The Rock has returned. He's back.
Is he back?
He is. There.
I don't know.
See Davey over there.
I know Davey's follows it pretty close.
Davey always loved Mr. Wrestling number two. That was his favorite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I didn't realize that Dark Side of the Ring.
Boy.
That life was not
a
as
tough life.
I mean,
a lot of them died young.
That was
demanding.
Very, you know, they said that all those promoters, I mean, when they were
like circus animals.
They treated them like circus animals. I mean, they were never off the road, never.
The elephants got better care than they did.
You're probably right.
Yeah. So that is wow. Speaking of that, Adler, I know that we have these animal videos today. 11B, you had this one yesterday, and we never got to it. You know, I have been trying to tell everybody, and the show's been trying to tell everybody for years that animals are after us. And, of course, we had a horrible story yesterday. Of course, I believe this is one of the signs of the end times. And animals are on an all-out attack, and they seem to be coming at us from everywhere. This 11B, they're, you know, these cyclists, a lot of times they'll get on these mountain trails, and they'll just do the GoPro cameras and they'll film themselves or whatever, so they can see what it looked like going down the trail. They don't film themselves. It's out in front
it's
of them
their
where they're going. And we have one in a forest and some sort of large wild animal. And now, this is not the one where he gets knocked off the bike. We've seen
this
that before,
foot.
Right? Yeah, this is what?
This is it looks like he went ahead and set up the camera so that he could catch him doing a jump.
Oh, coming around. Okay, I got you.
Doing a jump.
Oh, so it's not with him on the cycle.
So you can't actually see what he sees until the animal comes into the shot.
Okay, all right. So here's so we're supposed to see him. Here he comes. I see him, yeah. Oh, he wants to see what that looks like.
He slams on the brakes.
Hey. Right.
All right. Walking away, scared.
Mm-hmm.
Real scared, looking over his shoulder.
Right.
What's coming at him?
Well, I mean, I'd like to know. I mean, he is.
Here it comes.
He's yelling at it.
He is yelling at it.
Wow.
Oh,
full boy.
Black bear. Wow.
He's trying to look big, holding that over his head.
Wow.
Okay.
That is.
Y'all. I'd find somewhere else to ride my bike.
Yeah, that's a big bear.
I understand the, you know, I like to get out in the woods and put my bike clothing on and go down bike trails, and I'm sure it's a lot of fun. But when you see a bear, all I got is, hey, and a bicycle over my head. I just, you know, I know you're supposed to make yourself look really big and daunting.
That was
and
smart, putting the back over his head.
No, it was. And event, it looked like it worked.
I don't know. Is there a later
I believe I'd have been on that thing digging.
Yeah. And then 11A, we have a woman who catches and releases a hawk that got trapped in her patio. Now, look, we've all had the little sparrow or something get right into the screened-in area. And, you know, I for some reason at Camp House, birds every single year, they nest in the light fixture on the carport and in every corner. And of course, every time you come up, you spook them and open the door and they fly in the house.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, you know, and usually every year when we're getting ready for deer hunting season, there's a dead bird laying on somebody's pillow. but then we just kind of rake it out of the way and start, you know, get ready for hunting. But here's a woman who catches and releases a hawk.
Yes.
That's trapped inside her patio. So here is this. See, this is a different deal now. Now you've got a bird of prey.
Yeah, that's a problem. That's a problem. Hey. Oh, you gonna talk to it?
Now, is there a need for me to film this?
Cooper's hawk.
Yeah, a little Cooper's hawk.
Get a broom.
Wham! I'm with you, Bubba. Where's the broom?
Just push it out.
Yeah, can't you? Oh, she
no,
catches.
No, don't do that.
Oh, I would not. No, I don't know
she's
about
holding
that.
It.
I don't know
what
about
is that.
That? I don't know about that because I mean,
I guess old hawk's
she's
had enough.
She's holding it. It's just looking at her.
Right.
She's going to think when that thing pecks that head.
Yeah. I know.
How much longer are you going to hold it? You've lived. Let it go.
You're outside.
You still have your eyes. Let it go.
Okay. Use your feet.
This thing.
Throw it.
It can fly. It has wings.
You're going to get pecked, lady.
Mm-hmm.
You're
good. I'm on sweet talk. This is where hawk. People think
it
wild animals are pets.
Appreciate the sweet talk.
Yeah, this is where. Oh,
there it goes.
Did you see the power it had?
Wow.
Did it take a peck at her?
That was just the wings.
Took her thumb nearly off.
That, wow.
It just looked at her.
Yeah.
Like, lady, what are you doing?
Yeah, probably, she held on to it way too long.
Probably the first time it's been grabbed.
Yeah.
The minute I got the door out of
it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I just got a broom, shoot it.
Yeah, I'm out of hammering. Yeah, birds trying to go in houses and hit windows and going in screen porches, they do that a lot.
This is totally backtracking a little bit, but it just came across my feed. Y'all were just talking about the wrestling and The Rock and all that. The Rock has actually made some comments in preparation, it looks like, for WrestleMania that they're setting up here. He's asked about his 2020 endorsement of Biden, and he actually says he regrets it. If you guys want that.
Are you throwing that in? Right? How long is it?
It's 40 seconds.
All right, go ahead. So,
you made that endorsement in 2020. Are you happy with the state of America?
Am I happy with the state of America right now? Well, that answer is no. Do I believe we're going to get better? I believe in that. I'm an optimistic guy, and I believe we can get better. The endorsement that I made years ago with Biden was one I thought was the best decision for me at that time. And I thought back then, when we talk about, hey, you know, I'm in this position where I have some influence, and it's my job then. I felt like that then. It's my job now to exercise my influence and share with this. This is who I'm going to endorse. Am I going to do that again this year? That answer is no.
Not going to be doing that this year.
Yeah, because you look like a genius.
Yeah, good.
Turned out well, didn't it?
Yeah, we've got some of those stories for you, too. We'll continue. 866-WE-BE-BIG is our number. More of the Rick and Bubba Show coming up. Also, don't forget, if you are looking to catch Rick and Bubba University, the podcast this weekend, a brand new one is available after being off last week. So look for it wherever you get podcasts. We'll be right back.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.
Bubba, in the break, we were all doing incredible show prep to come back for an award-winning segment. And we got a picture of you and Greg doing show prep there in the break.
Yeah, we get ready.
Yeah, and
did I get it?
I was thinking to myself, the next segment on this program is going to there they are.
Oh, wow, look at that,
Bubba and Greg over all the wonderful food.
We were sampling some of the great food that had brought today. The brisket is excellent.
How about this? Other than me, but the rest of you that picture right there,
nice profile,
tells you why Bubba brought an extra Snicker for Greg and not for anybody else. That's his buddy. Yeah. That's his running buddy.
We had to get in there and sample it.
Yeah, of course. Sure. Thank you. We've got delicious
two thumbs up
brisket today. Yeah, yeah. We've got a chocolate pound cake today. Oh. We've got cupcakes today. Oh. What a day. So thank you, Golden Ticket Seats, and I look forward to you spinning the wheel of canned meat before we're done today. Bubba, it is going to be a little update. We talked about it in the podcast with Scott McKay out this weekend. Our very impressive Vice President, Kamala Harris. We've got some gold from her today. Gold from her. Scott McKay said, you know, I think they wanted Kamala Harris to be the puppet for the Biden administration to continue. Even they underestimated how incompetent she actually would be. That's in the podcast this weekend. Our Vice President, Kamala Harris, let's go. Everybody sing it together. Everybody. Everybody, here we go. Let's all give her her proper due. Everybody, hey.
Kamala, Vice President of the USA.
Let's say, Kamala.
All right, so, Bubba, the women's tournament is rolling along. Kamala Harris wants to celebrate how far women's basketball has come. You think, okay, well, I think we did that on the show. I think this is a good time to do that. But she says something that everybody's going, what is she talking about? Here we go.
Do you know, okay, a bit of a history lesson. Do you know that women were not, the women's teams were not allowed to have brackets until 2022? Think about that and what that talk about progress, you know, better late than never, but progress and what that has done. Because, of course, when, you know, I had a bracket, it's not broken completely, but I won't talk about my bracket. But, you know what, just how we love March Madness, and even just now allowing the women to have brackets and what that does to encourage people to talk more about the women's teams, to watch them. Now they're being covered. You know, and this is the reality. People used to say, oh, women's sports, who's interested? Well, if you can't see it, you won't be. But when you see it, you realize, oh.
What is she talking about?
I don't know where she was going. Now, there were no brackets. No. What's she talking about?
I'm really confused.
I'm not going to stand here and let people reduce women to nothing but their brackets.
That's it. It's
not. All right.
Okay. They're more than a bracket.
That's right.
That's it.
Don't forget
so
that.
So, what are we talking about? When
is she saying they didn't have a playoff?
I think they didn't. Like, when you fill out your bracket, they didn't offer the women's.
What is she talking about? Does anybody?
What
know?
What do you mean they didn't offer the women?
Because nobody filled it.
Since
out.
When?
But what I'm talking, no one.
Maybe there was no demand for it.
No one was for
it. There wasn't a bracket for the women's tournament for you to pick. You know, like the men's tournament, you fill it out your bracket. They didn't offer one for the women's.
What do you mean offer a bracket? If you're having anybody a playoff, that is a bracket.
That is a bracket.
No, but
you
I
just
guess
didn't
the
put
official
it on bracket. But I'm talking about you could go online and say, here's the women's bracket. Let's play.
I don't think you could.
No, you could.
Rick Susan B. Anthony came and fixed all that.
Okay.
That doesn't make any sense.
I think it's so outrageous what she said, Greg. You're trying to help her, which is rare to find you in this situation.
I don't know. I'm not the guy who officially gives out brackets, and I don't know where you go to get them. What do you have to do to get a bracket?
You're telling me that women had no brackets?
For the women's tournament, they didn't offer a bracket because nobody cared about it.
Okay. I don't know about that.
Maybe, Greg. I don't know.
That's not right.
Reason they didn't offer because nobody cared about it.
Yeah.
She said the women's teams were not allowed to have brackets until 2022.
So when we had COVID, they didn't have bracket?
It doesn't make sense. But then she doubles down and keeps talking about it.
Okay.
I don't know what she's talking about.
That's all I'm guessing.
Right.
I mean.
Also, was she pounding White Claws before this interview? What in the world?
And Bubba, you said that we have breaking news.
I know this is going to feed the frenzy of the eclipse bunch today.
Sure.
Apparently, we've had an earthquake in New York today.
No,
4.8 on the Richter scale.
No.
New York City and New Jersey feeling the shocks of that today.
Right. So when you get in, so this is going to take.
So earthquakes everywhere.
So,
okay.
So let's run the list, okay? Heading into the eclipse. And take all the stuff that you told us about, and you can get videos about 2 and 7 years and the X and all the places and all the names.
Right.
So we've already covered that. So add to that 7.5s happening over in Taiwan.
Right. We had that. Big earthquakes.
We have the – what are these bugs?
The cicadas
are going
John Cicada
are going to be in the trillions almost like a...
It's a double hatch this year.
A double hatch, almost like, you know, a plague.
Yeah.
And then you just had a earthquake.
In New York City, right. Which is, you know, America's number one city.
A headline this week that says the world is turning on Israel.
Mm-hmm.
We're making quite a little rapture stew here, aren't we?
Yeah, I mean, it is Monday's looking so interesting.
Birth pains galore.
Yeah,
so
there you go.
The CERN is turning on the Large Hadron Collider or whatever, and then
what is he talking about?
The black hole machine, basically.
They've had it on before. This is not the first time.
Look at their logo. It says 666 in the logo.
Okay, Adler. See, this is not helping.
It's the end of the world.
It's the end of the world. As we know it. You know, honestly, a lot of people, when you look at the state of the world, could anybody blame God if he said, I've had enough?
Yeah. I mean, we're overdue.
What have we done to say, please? And plus, you know, if you're ready,
and
it's going to be much better anyway.
You throw all that in, a nice mix of the men's Final Four this weekend with the championship game on Monday night. You got
that? Wait a minute. I didn't put this into prophecy. In end times, birth pains. Women's basketball has become popular.
Yep, there you go.
God, that's if that's not the end of time. I mean, none of us saw that coming.
How about Alabama in the Final Four?
By the way, I think the book of Daniel speaks of this. Now, you got to know the imagery that he's talking about.
It looked deep.
Right. So yeah. So it's it is Bubba, I will tell you this. This is all happening before football season, but if the Vikings were going to the Super Bowl, I mean, we you know what you do?
You know
what? Pack your bags.
You know what? You ain't got to worry about that.
Right.
No threat.
No need.
No threat.
Well, now that Kirk Cousins isn't there, you might.
No threat.
Right.
But, you say, right?
Look, I'm glad Kirk got out. Maybe he can flourish now.
Right.
You know, it's
right.
Too much.
Right.
So, Final Four this weekend. We have Alabama, Connecticut playing on Saturday night and Saturday afternoon or evening, 5 o'clock. You have NC State and Purdue playing.
So, will you watch any of that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love Final Four. It's good.
But
yeah.
Bubba.
What?
The women are tonight, though.
Well, didn't even mention it.
Come on, man.
Didn't even mention it.
The women's Final Four is tonight at 6 and 8. You have NC State, South Carolina. By the way, South Carolina 36-0.
I know.
I mean, how dominating is that?
Come on.
Right. UConn and Iowa will play at 8. And, of course, we'll get to see the sharpshooter again.
I have a very active weekend. It looks like out of all the ones going on, I don't mean any disrespect at all, none whatsoever, but I just don't have any interest in women's basketball, so I won't be watching that. Men's basketball, I don't have a whole lot of interest in it, but college basketball Final Four is probably as interested as I get. But I look at my weekend, I think Alabama UConn is my only shot just based on the time and the day.
Well,
and all four of these teams
are very interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, you have UConn, which was a powerhouse, fell off a little bit. They won the championship last year. They're back this year, 35-3, number one seed. They're playing Alabama, who got put out of the first round of their conference tournament, but they are on fire right now. And when they're shooting good and stay out of foul trouble, they can beat anybody. Purdue is a number one seed. A lot of people think they may be the best team in the tournament. And they're playing North Carolina State that features a guy at center who is as big as any offensive lineman you've ever seen and plays basketball like it.
I don't think
it's some interesting stories.
Yeah, I don't think the time's going to work for me there, but I mean, I'm really probably interested in that, watching those two guys go against each other that y'all told me about.
Yeah, you got a 7-footer versus a guy who is wide in the lane.
Yep.
So that'll be a good matchup.
Yep. So anyway, we'll come back Monday, and we'll know. Hey, it's Rick and Bubba. You made it to the weekend Monday, an exciting Rick and Bubba show.
Rick, it'll be a big and busy show as always. It is Eclipse Day. Are you going to be in the totality? Also, we'll get you an update on the Final Four and a whole lot more.
All Monday on a brand new Rick and Bubba show.
Thanks for listening to the daily best of Rick and Bubba.
To catch the entire show and for all things Rick and Bubba, go to rickandbubba.com, spell out AIM.
Lord willing, we will catch you on the next edition of the Rick and Bubba show.
Rick and Bubba, Rick and Bubba.